Christ Jesus. Amen. For strife he came to bring a sword, the truth to end all lies, to rule in us our patient Lord until all evil dies. Before us today is one of the most amazing conversations in all of history. A conversation between the heavenly King, Jesus Christ, and an earthly king, Pontius Pilate. Little does Pilate understand to whom he is speaking. Although Jesus knows exactly what is happening, for everything is happening exactly as planned by God the Father, he's being handed over, though he is completely innocent, to die for all of us who are guilty. We look at the person of Jesus Christ first, and then the person of Pontius Pilate. The person of Jesus Christ, the heavenly King. They say this man, and Jesus was a man. They bring accusations. They call him a criminal. And Pilate says, judge him by your own law. How can this be? He's innocent. Accusations? No one can accuse Jesus of anything. A criminal? He's the holy Son of God. But the scriptures foretold that when Jesus came as the Christ, as the Messiah, his universal kingdom would not be of this world, and he would be executed under an earthly king to fulfill all righteousness for us. He predicted this death on the cross. Remember how many times he said, we're going to Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to be betrayed, brought before the kings, they're going to whip me, scourge me, they're going to crucify me, and on the third day I will be raised. It was necessary for it to happen. The crowd was right when they talked about Jesus as a king, the Christ. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, though they did not believe it. And Pilate asks, so you're the King of the Jews? And Jesus affirms that he is. And in fact, that is what it will say over Jesus' head on the cross, the sign, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And in this amazing conversation, those words where Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. My helpers, that is the angels, could come to my defense. My kingdom is not of this world. I come to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who listens to me is of the truth. And Pilate makes the right conclusion. He comes out and says, this man is innocent. He has done nothing wrong. One of the most amazing things about the person of Jesus Christ throughout all the passion accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, virtually every time those who people don't believe in him make accusations about Jesus, the accusations are actually true. Well, he saved others, but he can't save himself. That's right. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save others. Ah, so you're the King of the Jews. Yes. He was the King of the Jews. Even the centurion said, truly this was the Son of God. All of the people who are making the accusations against him are actually speaking the truth. Jesus has done nothing wrong. He is the innocent lamb who died for all of us guilty sheep. That's the person of Jesus Christ, the heavenly King. But then there's a person of Pontius Pilate, the earthly king. He's a governor. He's annoyed. Who is this man they've brought to me? What are these accusations they have? And when he hears he's a Jewish prophet of some type, he just tells the people, just take him and judge him by your own laws. I'm a Roman. I don't care about your religion. But then when they start saying, well, he says we're not supposed to pay taxes to Caesar, and he says he's a king, this gets Pilate's attention because he cannot have rebellion in his kingdom. The Caesar has put Pilate in his position, so he cannot allow this. So now he's curious and brings Jesus into his private area as governor and begins to question him. Well, who are you? They say you're a king. Are you a king? Did other people say this? Or do you find this out yourself? What do you think? You think I'm a Jew? Your own people have brought you to me. Are you a king? Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus affirms, yes. Pilate is totally confused. Who is this man? He's done nothing wrong. They say he's the king of the Jews, and he admits that he is the king of the Jews. Where do you come from? When Jesus says to him, all who follow me know the truth. The words of Pilate ring through all of history. It's the same question people ask today. Ah, what is truth? And he still wants to try to get rid of this Jesus because he's guilty of nothing. And Jesus makes no more answers to the charges. He's silent because the scripture foretold he would be like a lamb who is silent as the shearers take all the wool off the lamb. Jesus was silent to go to his death. So the heavenly king, truth incarnate, is standing before the earthly king, Pilate, who says, what is truth? Thus, during the Lenten season, we see this reality. The gospel is being proclaimed to all the nations. During the 40 days of Lent, we come with penitent hearts to prepare ourselves for Holy Week. While the world goes on exactly like Pilate, whether it's in the culture, in entertainment, at the universities, the people that you work with, ha, what is truth? People think there's no such thing as absolute truth, and so they live their lives completely disjointed from God, not knowing the truth at all. But we as Christians know that the truth is a person. Truth is found in Jesus Christ. The reason he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, is that truth is in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's the mystery of Lent and the mystery of Holy Week. In the person of Jesus Christ, our sins have been laid upon him so that his righteousness can be given to us. And so this conversation between Pontius Pilate, the earthly king, who's now long gone, and Jesus, the heavenly king, who rules forever. And we will see him with our own eyes, as we have just sung. For in his hand he holds the stars. His voice shall speak to end our wars. And those who love him see his scars and look into his eyes. Rejoice that you know the truth to end all lies. And one day you will see Jesus, the truth, with your own eyes in paradise. To God alone be glory forever and ever. Amen.